Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Harrison Ashley, Vice President of Gender Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The amended package, likely to be voted on by the full Senate after the Memorial Day recess, includes provisions for the agricultural employers, such as new visa system and enforcement of the E-Verify, which will be delayed for agricultural employers.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Under the bill, current undocumented workers would be eligible for a new blue card if they choose to remain working in agriculture. After 5 to 7 years, a blue card worker can become eligible for a green card if they meet certain conditions.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The first option is an at-will option for workers to accept a job with an authorized agricultural employer under a 3-year visa. That's a W-3 visa. The second is a contract basis option, or a W-2 visa, for workers who accept a specific contract under a 3-year visa. The bill also creates a national wage rate for various agricultural occupations. The H-2A visa program would sunset after the new visa program is operational.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We want to encourage the development of immigration reform legislation that enables a legal and stable workplace for agriculture. It's very important that we do so because many of the gens and our farmers depend greatly on migrant and seasonal labor. One of the main reasons this is so important to us.